This is the story of Arkansas Cities and Towns. I'm Rich Carville. Everton is in Boone County. Some settlers made their homes along Clear Creek in that area, which became Everton. The Missouri and North Arkansas Railroad was built through Boone County in 1901, and Everton is one of 33 new communities that came to life because of the railroad. James Logan Rush of Jasper purchased 75 acres of land and had the town platted in 1902. The railroad depot and post office, both established in 1902, probably were named for a railroad executive or employee. A schoolhouse was built in 1903, and a new school building was dedicated in April 1939. There were some lead and zinc mines in the area. A plant in Everton processed silica mines near Everton until 1946. The town was incorporated in 1913. Four newspapers were attempted in Everton, but the most successful, the Everton Star, lasted only 2 years. A corn cob pipe factory operated during the Depression, turning out 6,000 corn cob pipes a day by the late 1930s. The factory paid farmers 30 cents per pound of shell cobs, while the same farmers were receiving 25 cents a pound for the corn itself. The corn cob pipe factory closed in 1942 because it was not able to hire enough workers because of World War II. In 1948, the school district of Everton was consolidated with Belafonte and Valley Springs. The Bruno Pyatt School District was established northeast of Everton in 1974. It's the largest employer in Everton. This has been the story of Arkansas Cities and Towns. I'm Rich Carville. Our theme music is performed by Danny Dozier. This program is a production of KASU, the public media service of Arkansas State University.